CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Beijing Transport Authority confirmed on Monday that it will adopt an odd-even plate number rule from August 20th to September 3rd. This is 2 weeks before a V-Day parade in Beijing. The odd-even plate number rule is to ensure good air quality and smooth transportation during the commemoration period. The rule has been implemented during the events such as the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games and the APEC Summit last year. Domestic and overseas journalists are being invited to cover events commemorating the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II in Beijing next month. A series of events are going to take place in Beijing on September 2nd and 3rd to mark the occasion. Overseas journalists hoping to cover the events will have to register beforehand. Foreign militaries are also being invited to participate in the massive parade set to be held in Beijing on September 3rd. Taiwan leader Ma Ying-jeou is demanding an apology from a former leader of the island who has gone on record saying he believes Diaoyu Islands belong to Japan. Ma Ying-jeou is calling on Li Denghui to retract his serious misstatement about the islands. He also says Li Denghui should apologize to the people of Taiwan. Li, the former chair of the Kuomintang, is known for his pro-Japan stance. Ma Ying-jeou, in calling for Li's apology, also notes the former Taiwan leader has also been on record saying the Diaoyu Islands should be counted into the total area of Taiwan's Yilian County. Three groups of Chinese victims of forced labor during World War II have decided to accept the reconciliation offered to them by Japan's Mitsubishi Materials. The settlement includes a public apology by Mitsubishi Materials, as well as payments of 100,000 yuan or some $16,000 for each victim or their surviving relatives. Mitsubishi has decided to settle the case with Chinese claimants after coming to similar settlements with U.S. prisoners of war. The deals are expected to be concluded by the end of this month. Around 3,800 Chinese victims and their families are part of the settlement. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a new, tougher climate change plan for power plants in the country. The Clean Power Plan is designed to try to cut carbon emissions from the power sector by 32% by 2030 compared with 2005 levels. It will also place significant emphasis on wind and solar power as well as other renewable energy sources. The plan sets the target for renewable energy production at 28% of all capacity. Opponents in the energy industry are vowing to fight the plan. Several state governors have already said they will simply ignore it. The UK's Independent Police Complaints Commission has announced it is going to investigate allegations that detectives failed to pursue a complaint of child sexual abuse made against former Conservative Prime Minister Edward Heath in the 1990s. Is looking into allegations that local police in Wiltshire in southwest England did not pursue charges connected to allegations at where Heath may have been involved abuses connected to children. Details of the alleged abuse or who has made the complaints have not been made public. Heath was Prime Minister between 1970 and 1974 and leader of the Conservative Party from 1965 to 1975 before losing the leadership to Margaret Thatcher. He died in 2005 at the age of 89. Two people are dead and seven others missing after being swept away in flooding in Shanxi. The nine people were dining at a village in the Jinling Mountains when it was hit by flooding late yesterday afternoon. Heavy rains have been inundating the region over the past 24 hours. China's civil aviation authorities have announced they are banning the Shenzhen airport from adding any additional flights or routes this year. This comes following an investigation which has determined the airport hasn't been doing enough to handle its flight delays. The same investigation also blames Shenzhen Airlines and China United Airlines for poor management. The local government in Nanjing has issued new rules connected to child protection. Parents in that city could face criminal charges if they leave any child under 6 years old or those with physical disabilities on their own. The new regulations also forbid parents from using long-term hunger as punishment. Adults with infectious diseases are also being banned from taking care of children. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.